Texas Troopers Stand Guard Over Security Operations at Historic Alamo. By Randy Clark on December 9, 2025. San Antonio, Texas. A cadre of Texas Department of Public Safety troopers now stand watch over Texas's most visited historic site. The Alamo Trust, a nonprofit organization responsible for the daily operations of the historic site, transferred security responsibility to the troopers who have been in place since September. The move was mandated by Texas Senate Bill 3059, signed into law by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on June 20, 2025. Among other provisions related to the preservation and management of the Mission San Antonio de Valero, commonly referred to as the Alamo, the bill established the Alamo Commission, comprising state-elected officials, including the governor, to oversee the historic site. As Texans, the Alamo is sacred and it is my duty and honor to protect it as your land commissioner. I'm proud to say, not one inch was surrendered to the radicals trying to take back our Shrine of Texas Liberty last night. Thank you to at TXTPS, at Official Alamo Rangers, and pic.twitter.com/A2AyaKickby. Don Buckingham, at Dr. Buckinghamx, June 12, 2025. The commission will replace the Texas General Land Office as the official custodian with responsibility for its preservation, maintenance, restoration, and protection. Although the bill is not scheduled to take effect until September 1, 2027, troopers have transitioned into the new role through the permanent transfer of personnel and assets into the downtown San Antonio complex. The Texas DPS troopers have been at the Alamo since September, working on the transition of security functions, and according to a source within the organization, are now fully staffed. A source within the Texas Highway Patrol tells Breitbart Texas a robust cadre of troopers has been assembled that includes a lieutenant, four sergeants, 40 troopers and a team of specially trained canine handlers. The on-site team can be augmented on short notice if a security threat requires additional resources, the source says. Protecting the historical shrine is not a new task for the Texas Department of Public Safety. In June, protesters marched on the Alamo as part of the No Kings protests that took place across the United States. On that occasion, Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed more than 2,000 Texas DPS Highway Patrol troopers to assist with demonstrations in several cities across the state, including San Antonio. Troopers kept the No Kings protesters at bay, standing alongside private Alamo Rangers security officers and local police throughout the protest. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham noted the level of cooperation between the troopers, Alamo Rangers and San Antonio police officers in a social media post on X saying, "As Texans, the Alamo is sacred and it is my duty and honor to protect it as your land commissioner. I'm proud to say, not one inch was surrendered to the radicals trying to take back our Shrine of Texas Liberty last night." Located in the heart of downtown San Antonio, the Alamo hosts nearly 2 million visitors annually and is the most visited destination in the state of Texas. The historic site is a United States National Historic Landmark and is the state's only UNESCO World Heritage Site. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.